making that up.
And then you'd gaze at me while you missed your step walking through my front door.
I do not trip on door sills.
Well, not anymore, perhaps.
Or never at all, perhaps.
We'll leave it at that, perhaps. You escorted me to the New Year's ball one icy winter's eve.
Did I? No doubt.
And yet your brow perspired and you dabbed it with your sleeve.
That is highly unlikely.
When the food was gone, still you wouldn't quite leave.
I am never so unreasonable.
Well, not anymore, perhaps.
And not even then, perhaps.
Or just as you say, perhaps. Of course you were ambitious, always eager, always striving.
Oh, now that I remember.
And invariably suspicious of whatever slowed your thriving.
And why not?
So I don't think you've changed, and the years have been kind. Perhaps the dashing suitor I once knew was not completely left behind.
Gertrude, be reasonable. We're old married folks.
You used to write me poetry, sincere and sweet refrain.
What? When was that?
You stammered when you read aloud of stars and lovers' lane.
I never wrote such nonsense.
My dear, I've kept them all. Would you like to see tender-hearted quatrain?
I am not a poet.
Well, not anymore, perhaps.
Not present nor past, perhaps.
And yet I have proof.
Perhaps.
Much as I admire your vigor, I see more in you than solemn rigor. Outside you act one way, inside I think you feel another. Aren't there times it might be wise to bridge the gaps? Perhaps.
Well,